Hickenlooper says drought will continue to be one of the biggest hurdles for bringing in out-of-state dollars. He pointed to last summer when Colorado was plagued with devastating wildfires and says those images blaring on TV screens across the country made it more difficult to market the state.
That's not conducive to what we're trying to get people to think of. But the bottom line is, if climate's really changing, we're going to have to figure out how to address this.
But Hickenlooper says he's reluctant to get involved in the climate change battle because it's so divisive. Al White is the director of the state's tourism office. He says as bad as last summer was, it didn't really hurt tourism figures because the wildfires were isolated.
It was like 1% of our state public lands, and there was so much more of Colorado to see and do. And so I never heard during the summer that somebody said, oh, my family canceled their trip to Colorado because of the drought.
White says he's now focusing on this winter and hoping the mountains get several big snowstorms.
If somebody goes home after the snow has been icy and snowpack and they tell their friends have that perception for the rest of the season. If we can change that perception once we do have the snowfall, then hopefully we can change the activity in the mountain resorts.
But it's one thing to change attitudes and another for Colorado to leave the drought behind. Most recent snowpack estimates show the state is about 60% of average. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.